Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution? Or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on Om Times Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meets. My name is Martha. I'm a clinical sexologist based in Singapore, and I'm from Eros Coaching. That's EROScoaching.com. So I've been in practice for 7 years now, and I started this show 2 years ago with the intent of understanding the link between the two. Sex and spirit. And today we have two guests, a couple, Angelica Luna and John C. Luna, on all aspects of human sexuality. And today's show title is Living a Sex Positive Life. We talk about the good and bad, the health and healing effects and benefits, the adventures and the relationships, as well as the crimes and tragedies of sex. The mission is to educate, entertain, and talk about that touchy subject topic that affects all of us, sex. And Angelica Luna and John C. Luna, they have a radio show, also the same title as today's show, Living a Sex Positive Life. And you can find them at livingasexpositivelife.com. And also on Facebook, Living a Sex Positive Life. They have a podcast, as I mentioned, and I was on it about 2 weeks ago. So you can find it through their website and also on my YouTube channel. So a little bit more about my guest today. So Angelica Luna, she's a sex coach, educator, entertainer, and a sex abuse advocate. Her mission is to make living a sex positive life a reality for everyone. She's wife and mother, as well as a strong warrior who has overcome the experience of sex abuse. She is the host of Living a Sex Positive Life podcast, which I mentioned, with her husband, where they discuss all aspects of sexual relationships. She's currently enrolled in the inaugural year of Kink Aware Therapist Training Program at the Kink Therapy Certification Institute. And about her husband, John, he was an entrepreneur, author, professional educator, and software developer. After 10-plus years in the lifestyle, he has started a new chapter in his life, educating others on alternative relationships and human sexuality. He lectures and coaches on non-monogamy, bisexuality, safe sex, safe sexual practices, BDSM, and other relationship and kink-related topics. And you can find him on Facebook as John C. Luna. So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us. Super excited to be on your show because we had so much fun when you were on our show. It was so exciting.
Thank you. And hi, John.
Hello, Martha. Good to talk to you again.
Hi. Great. Thank you for coming. It was really fun being on both of your shows and sharing about sex in Singapore. So there's so many things I can ask you. I guess the first thing I want to ask and not make assumptions about is the title of today's show and the title of your podcast is Living a Sex Positive Life. So what is sex positive to you?
Having good sex and not being ashamed of it and able to communicate it properly with your partner and be consensual and compromise on different aspects of it, because we're so brought up in a society that we don't talk about sex as pleasure. We talk about it only as procreation, and there's so many different aspects of sex, you know, from kink to swinging to polyamory, LGBT, that we rarely talk about it. And I just want to break through the shame and talk about it as a normal conversation as we would about work or sports.
And whether people are celibate or having sex, we just want to promote a positive attitude on sex that it's okay to talk about. And whatever your choice is, that choice is for you, and you shouldn't have to be ashamed of it.
Beautiful. That's great. So tell us more about your podcast.
Well, we created the podcast as a way to interview people and expose people to everything about human sexuality, because we've talked with people and they're like, oh, I didn't know about that, and I didn't know about that. And there's so much out there, various different informations. Like, even when I found you and I was so interested to interview you, because that's a different part of human sexuality we don't know. It's other countries, you know, being from Singapore, how the culture is different, you know, BDSM, where do you find that? How do you talk about it? Or even being a writer at a local, I'm sorry, at AVN, you know, one of the premier adult industry, you know, places. So just being a one-stop shop resource was something that we wanted to be, because I've gathered so much information for over the last 7 years, and I know what I did for the legwork, and then just trying to share it with everyone and, you know, put spotlights on people that are in specific niches that haven't been exposed.
Thank you so much for this. So this podcast that you have, how long have you had it?
It's about 4 months old. We just finished our 30th episode. But we're growing very rapidly because of word of mouth, because of the diversity of the topics that we have.
That's great. So tell us, you know, of the different topics that you've covered, because you are a sex coach and educator, entertainer, and know a lot about sex alongside with your husband. So what are some of the things that were new in the last 30 episodes? I'm curious about that.
Oh, let's see. We started with our basic journey because our daughter is a sex abuse survivor. So talking about the importance of sex education for both the parents to the children and vice versa, not to be ashamed, and also the importance of mental health. Because to have a good, healthy relationship and sexual, you have to be mind, body, and spirit, all balanced. So we talked about that. We also talked about various different lifestyles, from polyamory to BDSM, the power exchange, also sex workers, you know, how important they are, and not to judge their career choices based on that it's sex and being shameful. Again, we mentioned the writer for AVN and the stories and how the industry, how people have even changed their shopping habits and how technology has come a long way. Trying to think, what else have we talked about?
We've talked quite a bit about the LGBTQ community. It's very hard to talk to your children about sex when they're heteronormative. But once you have children that are in the LGBT community, how do you break in and talk about that? It gets much more complicated because there's a lot less resources available.
The bisexuality, especially with males, on how it's so taboo, the different ways of getting into the lifestyle and how to approach it, even as a single male or a single female. So the topics keep going. That's just 30 episodes.
So these are all very interesting topics, but what was new for both of you?
What's new for both of us? Well, since we've started this journey, we've gone out to try to educate ourselves as well. Again, beyond just taking classes and workshops, we visited quite a lot now at Dungeon, and we've been learning something called Shibari, which is Japanese rope bondage. Mm-hmm. And yeah, learning to become a proficient in that has actually been experience, which has brought us closer together, because people say it's rope, what's the big deal? But when you're working with someone and you're placing it on them and you're doing it in a very sensual way, it's actually strengthened our marriage and our relationship going through this experience.
It's a different form of intimacy that people don't realize, because it's touching and communicating, because you do have to say if that's too tight or that's too rough. So that's where you kind of learn how to talk to each other and talk about consent. So that's what we've done new. But it, and also with school, it kind of, crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's really interesting because when I was in San Francisco for my studies and started going to dungeons and seeing how people play with rope, I really needed to understand the difference between what people were doing with what they were feeling, because it's not about just the act of tying, like you mentioned. It is really about the sensuality behind it and the eroticism, and how there are people who actually get turned on by that and feel really held, feel really loved. And that was just not something that I was into, and I tried to understand that. And it's important to understand basically that we can get turned on and excited and feel eroticized by different things, and it's different things for different people. And it can be anything, really, not just rope.
Well, one of the important lessons we try to teach everyone we come in contact with is not to judge someone else's likes. If someone likes something and at first you've heard of it, you may never have heard of it. It may be something recently we learned, something called splashing, and we had to go look that up and figure out what it was. And it was sex involving food to a fairly extreme level. And that's not our thing, but at the same time, when we talk with clients, when we talk with our listeners, we never want anyone to feel that they can't bring it up if that's their thing, even though it's not ours. We will never judge them.
Precisely. So let's have a break, and we'll come back and speak with Antika and John after this.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution. You are listening to this show on the OM Times Radio Network, and you can listen to this show by going to the link omtimes.com/mobile. With this link, you'll be able to listen to the show without needing to download any app. So we are with Angelica and John C. Luna, and they are both hosts of the radio show Living a Sex Positive Life. And I'm very happy to have them with us today. And just before break, we were talking about what they mean by sex positive and also what they have learned through their podcast. And it's really interesting. We started to talk about rope and how different people are into different things, and there's no judgment in it. So tell us a little bit more about how both of you came to go down this path of being sex educator and doing this podcast.
Well, that goes back again to my daughter, who was a sexual abuse survivor, because her grandfather on her father's side was sexually abusing her from the age of 2 to 8. And because we had 50-50 custody, her biological father and I never knew what was happening until it was caught on video at a local community pool. And that's where my first exposure of the lack of sex education information came about, because I didn't know that I waited too long to educate my daughter and how to protect herself from abuse, because there was a lot of resources out there talking about it. When we finally decided to go into the therapy portion of sexual abuse, people did not understand why I was very persistent on having her go into therapy, because I said that it was very important for her mental health, because she's only a child. She's 8 years old. And I know come middle school and high school, she's going to be having sex, and I needed her to be mentally and emotionally and spiritually prepared when she actually was going to have sex for herself by her choice, not against her will, by being raped, but her choice to say, yes, I'm ready to have sex. When I entered into the parent group support in regards to, you know, my own mental health therapy, I was very honest and I said, look, I understand the abuse happened, but they're 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old. They're going to have sex again in middle school and high school, and probably not by choice or by peer pressure, and we need to get them prepared. Because of that, I was kicked out of the parents group because I was way too open-minded about sex. While all the other parents were okay hiding their heads and not talking about it, you know, we will never talk about it. It infuriated me because, you know, you have to be healthy to have sex. You know, you can't be, you know, emotional basket case. So that's where my journey to become a sex educator began, because of lack of support for people like myself that was open and honest that kids are going to have sex. We just need to prepare them and give them the right, accurate information for them to make choices and protect themselves. And what a lot of adults believe, I know here in the States and especially in Florida, it's like we won't talk about it, we won't teach them, so they won't have it. And that's wrong, because that's how teens get pregnant, they get STDs, they get HIVs, because they don't have the information. And also they're not prepared to have a relationship, because people don't understand that sex is the physical aspect of the act, but there's also the emotional and mental. You know, when I do my presentations to parents, it's like the first question I ask is, where did you learn to have a healthy relationship? And they kind of look at me and they're like, we're here to talk about how to teach my kid how to have sex. And I'm like, well, that's the important part, to have a healthy relationship so they could make choices and have a voice to say, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, no, I don't give consent. You know, what shocks me often is that some people don't learn about the word consent until they're into college, and it's part of the rape culture. So what my mission is try to educate adults and children that sex education starts as young as 2 and 3 by teaching them consent, teaching them boundaries, teaching them respect, not only for themselves but for others, and not forcing them, and they have choices. So that way when they do learn about the actual act, they know about the emotional, the mental aspects of it, and that their feelings and they count as a person. So that's how our journey started.
That's beautiful. Is there anything else you'd like to add, John?
Well, I
came over and took over the payments.
Yes, I did. I came into Angelique's life almost a year after the abuse had been discovered. And we had met through friends, and it was, would you say love at first sight?
I guess so, yes.
We met on a Saturday. I was going to do the gentlemanly thing and not call her till Monday, and she called me Sunday. And we have been tied at the hip ever since. I started almost immediately getting involved in Claudia's life. No, it was a few months I got involved in Claudia's life.
No, it was 3 weeks you got involved with her.
But we started to attend therapy together. And the one thing I will say for any would-be stepfathers who are considering this, I never asked my daughter what to call me. I never said, call me daddy. I never said I was a replacement. And I just said, I'm going to be there for you and I will protect you. And it took a while. It took almost a year. But one day she just turned around and said, daddy. And we looked at each other and were shocked and kept going. And I said, are you okay with this? And she goes, yeah, you take care of me. This is what it should be. The other guy didn't do a good job. You're my daddy. And that was 6 years ago. And me and her have an absolutely wonderful, open and truthful relationship, which I couldn't be prouder of. But that's what really got us into sex education and wanting to talk to others to get over these hurdles.
Thank you so much for sharing this story. Cannot help but feel a bit shocked and sad at the same time. Yet I'm really, really glad that both of you are out there sharing this story and educating people.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's just trying to get rid of the stigma of the shame and not talk about it. And oftentimes when I hear someone that they say that they're a survivor, I kind of say, well, congratulations, you're a survivor. And they kind of looked at me because oftentimes the immediate response is, oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you. It's like, yeah, it happened. But guess what? They survive and they're triumph and they're here and they're moving on. And that's what I'm trying to change that perspective, that we, you know, support and encourage that you're the survivor. Congratulations. Thank you for fighting your demons and being here for us.
Yeah, it's really important to not just talk about ourselves as victims, but as a survivor. So the other one would make us feel sad and weak, and the other one of thinking of ourselves as warriors makes us feel strong and empowered. So you are right in saying that it's important to talk about the past being the past, and yet it is part of us, and being able to move past that.
Yeah, and not have shame about that, because, you know, oftentimes with sexual assault survivors and rape survivors, they just feel so dirty and shamed about sex. And it's like, you know what? Take your time. Let's heal. Let's work on the mental. Let's work on the emotional. And you can go back to having a healthy sex life, you know, and enjoy it for pleasure, not just for procreation, and just feel so icky, you know. And I think that's, you know, it's still a long fight. We're still, you know, trying to fight over talking about rape and sex abuse and sexual assault to get to the part of, let's enjoy sex again.
Yeah, there's that aspect of sex that is the shadow side, and then there's the light side, and it's important to actually address both. And that's really amazing what you're doing.
Yeah, your work is pretty amazing too, how you're helping all the women and family in Singapore. It's like, hey, kudos to you. I mean, we learned so much when you were on our podcast. That was just like, wow. It was super amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. So both of you, tell me more specifically how you actually help people besides your podcast.
We do coaching. We do workshops there. Yeah, and workshops there to get people talking, you know. And I know I'm very adamant on social media, you know, starting conversations. I love to instigate them a lot to get people talking because, you know, the more you get people passionately discussing topics, the more they kind of like, huh, you know, I guess you could see this other side.
That's great. So this is part of what you do, coaching, running workshops, and doing your podcast. So before that, the transition was that you guys were working full-time or something?
Well, it's been a while since I've worked full-time because of the mental the recovery of my daughter, because she would go in spurts that she could be stable and then she just would go out of weight. So definitely it's been challenging. I know John's been full-time software developer.
I do software development on the side, but I'm actually a college. I teach at a college as a full-time job and then do this at night.
I see. That's really important to support each other in this way. So thanks for sharing that. It's important to pay the bills. I have difficulties paying my bills, being a sexologist full-time, and it is a struggle for a lot of people. So we need to have some level of being pragmatic and being business savvy about it as well. So we have a break, and we'll come back and discuss more with John and Angelica about living sex positive life.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Susan Schuler.
And I'm Lori Walker.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Tune in every week at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Bathe in the beautiful vibrational frequency to help you heal, expand, and remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up. Times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
And this is Eros Evolution, where we always explore the link between sex and spirit. And in order to get every single episode of today's show, you can go to Google and you key in Eros Evolution and you'll be able to get every single episode through that link. And that will be the first link that pop up if you just key in Eros Evolution at a glance. Okay, so we are with Angelica Luna and John C. Luna, and they're sharing with us how they got started to be sex educators and to want to educate themselves through the sex abuse that happened to Angelica's daughter. And it was a very touching and brave sharing just before the break. And you can find them at livingasexpositivelife.com. Okay, so we're back and want to find out from you, Angelica, more about some of the things that you have encountered, some of your adventures?
Oh, where to start? We've had so many there, you know, going through all these journeys, because I've gone to various different conferences, meeting people, learning new things. And I think one of the beginning things was furries. Meeting furries was a big thing for me, because I'm like, you're dressed up in a costume and you're enjoying sex that way? I mean, don't you have to physically get together? And it's just that was one of those, how does that work? Also the introduction to BDSM, and that was kind of interesting, because the local Orlando dungeon, the gentleman who runs it, who's always been chasing after me, and he's helped me a lot with figuring out what direction I wanted to go. Did I want to open my own sex club? Did I just want to be educating or coaching? And different advice from him was fantastic. And so as a compensation, I allowed him to flog me with a flogger. And yeah, that was interesting, in the middle of a swinger party.
So cute.
Let's see, what other fun stuff?
Well, there was a convention we went to a couple of years ago called FetishCon. And what happened was, we were a part of the setup. We were there the day before. And normally, the day before a conference, the vendors and the speakers all come in, and we, you know, all get together and we set up, look over the place where we're going to speak and where we're going to work. And then afterwards, we usually go down to the bar and relax. And it just happened to be a Friday afternoon at the 5 o'clock, which is the same time all of the business people from the building next door would all come down and gather in the bar. And you could draw a line down the center of the room, because the right was all the suits and all the business casual dresses. And then to the left was the purple hair and the leather and the tails and the whips and the chains. And they all, like, both sides of the room were just staring at each other. And I wasn't sure if they were curious about each other and how many of the business people would cross over to the other side or vice versa, but it was just very comical.
I mean, you could just put a little cartoon bubble and you could say freak on both sides there. And it was just very comical just to see the different perspectives, but the same theme going on.
Nice. Sounds fascinating.
Like I said, a lot of these conferences and conventions, like burlesque dancers, sex education via burlesque. We've learned poetry slams. Various. Also, accidents that happen, bloopers, I guess you would call it, during sex at a party, not having the right physical, how would you say, flexibility?
Well, we've also had the chance to talk with adult performers, and they put it as, it's like Hollywood. You see a film, whether it's some type of pornography, and they're looking like they're enjoying themselves, and, you know, they're into it and they're having a great time. Well, that's actually acting, because the room is very cold. There's probably 10 to 15 people in the room waiting on them. And it's actually a lot of pressure on these people to do what they need to make it look natural. It is just as much acting as any actor from Hollywood. They're just naked. So,
as I always tell them in a workshop, it's like, you cannot watch porn and expect to do the same thing as if you're watching the Fast and the Furious movies and expect to get your driver's license the next day after watching the movie. It just doesn't happen. It's not the same thing.
Wow, sounds like you guys had a lot of fun and adventures.
And still going there. It's like, next month we're going to be on the road. We'll be at Woodhull Sexual Freedom, the beginning of August. Then we go back down to FetishCon in St. Petersburg. Then we're down to Florida Intensive Rope Experience, which is FIRE here in Orlando. Then we're going to Florida Power Exchange, FPE, again, down in Tampa. So just going to the various different power exchange conferences right now, it is very intense, just meeting our fans, meeting instructors, and learning new things and new concepts of that we haven't explored. Like boot blacking is a service in the BDSM community of just taking care of leather. And it's not someone, you know, we might consider them shoe shiners that we see, but it's actually a whole process of how they take care of the leather, how they, you know, connect with the person who wears the shoes or things. And it's a service. And that's part of the power exchange that people love. And for me, it was like, really? So well, almost spiritual to a certain extent.
The best analogy I like to make about that was you hear people always talk to their hairdressers like they're their therapist. Well, in the leather world, people talk to their boot blackers like their therapist. It's just a different act going on.
It's so cool.
So
tell, yeah. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, please go ahead.
So, I was just going to ask, is there anything else you'd like to share about your adventures?
Oh, the looks that we always get when we say we're a bisexual swinger couple in an open relationship and how we actually make it work is always the best look I always get, because they don't understand how we make it work, to say the least.
And we need people to honestly believe we're not like this as we are on the radio all the time. We go to PTA meetings. We have picnics with family. We live absolutely normal, vanilla lives most of the time. But again, for this podcast, for sex education, we go out there to learn, and we do get involved, like you said, in the adult industry, in the
sex education
sex therapist,
realm. Yeah.
And it seems all glamorous and stuff, but then we just, you know, we come home and cook dinner just like everyone else for each other.
And watch Netflix.
Yeah, great. So tell us about how you navigate this relationship. I know that's all the like regular mundane things that people do as a couple, and it's pretty radical when they hear, oh, that this couple is in an open relationship, and that John is bisexual. So tell us more, like, how do you move past jealousy, for instance?
Jealousy is something that you have to work with your own securities, because usually what happens if you're jealous is because something in your past has happened. Also, communication is a huge, huge thing. And if you find that you can't properly communicate with each other, please go see a therapist, because it's just a third person who has no interest, and it's trying to help better communicate, because you still need to learn proper communications, even in the business world and the real world. I mean, we've had our moments, but yes, I'll be the first to say we both go see a therapist. We see a marriage counselor, that when we're like, hey, we're having problems here, and we're not ashamed to admit to it.
Therapy is definitely a must. Open communication, and we do talk about pretty much everything. Again, who we're having sex with, our meetings, our work, down to the little stuff. Again, you don't want to share every moment of every day. There's no time for that. But I hide nothing from my wife, and there's no question that she could ask that I would go ahead and avoid or lie to. But one of the things you mentioned was jealousy. One of the big things is to admit that jealousy is an emotion. It's like anger. It's like fear. You're going to experience it. Don't deny it. Don't try to, you know, I won't say don't hide it. Don't run out and yell it at the top of your lungs, But acknowledge it. Acknowledge that sometimes you may feel jealous that you need your significant other there and they're not around, and they might be with someone else or they might be at work. And you need to be able to communicate that, okay, I understand this is going on. I need to know that later on we're spending time together, or when you get back from your trip, we're going to spend time together, because I need reinforcement. I need to know you're going to be there for me. I need to know you're not going to leave me, and whatever other insecurities, and just, you need to work through it. And sometimes, yes, communication is very complicated. So sometimes you will need a therapist, but keep trying. And this applies for any couples inside or outside of the lifestyle.
So may I ask, like, when you guys discovered that you do want to be in an open relationship, because for some people, it's just too much for them. For some people, it is who they are, and they cannot imagine not having that kind of a lifestyle.
Well, we kind of just met that way. We're both swingers. We both, when we met 7 years ago, we set the ground rules. Like, look, I'm a swinger. I prefer to be in an open relationship. I can't be monogamous. There's no way. I mean, I really can't remember the last time I was monogamous.
Well, we both have had previous marriages, and we've tried to be monogamous, and those have failed. So when we met, we did have the ground rules, and we did very much openly discuss that the parameters of what our relationship is going to be, that I am bisexual, and we are going to remain in an open relationship. And honestly, can we make this work?
So it's being honest and upfront from the start. Okay, we have a break, and we'll come back and talk more with this lovely couple. Check out their website, Living a Sex Positive Life.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
And welcome back to the last 15 minutes of today's show. And I'm with Angelica and John C. Luna, and they are at the livingasexpositivelife.com. They have a podcast with the same title as well. So just before break, they were sharing with us about their open relationship that they choose to have, and that John is bisexual in the relationship. And so I am very curious about how, Angelica, how you deal with knowing that John is bisexual. Does this bring out, like, insecurity in you about, like, maybe I'm not good enough to keep him interested? So interested to hear what you have to say.
Well, we're both bisexual, so that, okay. I've never been, yeah, no, that's okay. Not that I've never been good enough, I always compare our sexual choices to food. And that's the best analogy to accept, you know, to understand. because he might be a meat lover pizza guy and I'm a vegetarian lover pizza girl. So it's just trying to find that balance that, okay, well, you know, we could have a half and half pizza or, you know, order two separate foods and know that it's not that we don't like pizza. We just like different types of pizza. And that's how I see sex in that aspect there. And there's, you know, unfortunately, I can't give him what a male could give him sexually unless I do give a toy, but it's still not the same sensation and feel. And vice versa, when I play with a woman, it's different. He doesn't have the same, what do you call it, equipment.
Soft parts.
equipment as a woman to play. So, you know, as I always explain on the podcast, swinging and polyamory are different. Because I've always been a swinger, so sex is sex. That's it. There's no emotional connection. And with our choices of being bisexual, there's nothing emotionally attached to it in regards to when we have it. But when you go into polyamory, that's where you go into more feelings and emotions and not so much the sex, because you can be in a polyamory relationship and not be sexually active with the person. So how I always try to explain it to people, swinging is about parts, not hearts, meaning it's just about sex and no emotions. Polyamory, it's hearts, not parts, meaning it's more about the emotional connection, just the sexual connection.
That's a great explanation. Thank you for that. Because we cannot assume that listeners are familiar with these terms. So earlier we mentioned BDSM. So do you mind just mentioning briefly what is BDSM?
BDSM is an abbreviation for bondage, domination, sadism, and masochism. And I know Hollywood likes to paint it as a very violent thing involving whips and chains and beatings. And I'm not saying some of it doesn't. But it's a power exchange of one person being the dominant or the top and the other person being the submissive. And one thing about submissives is they actually have the power. In a BDSM relationship, the submissive is the one giving up their power to let another person flog them, rope them, whatever they're doing to them, suspend them. But it's the submissive's power to say no, to stop it at any moment, is where the submissive has the power in that. Now, the dominant is, yes, taking out the sadism, the maybe it's aggression, maybe they just enjoy it, but they're giving pleasure to the submissive. We've all, I hope, had a little bit of pain during or leading to sex, whether it's a back scratch or a certain body part being gripped or twisted.
Or even blindfold sensation play using a feather. Because oftentimes with a power exchange, it can be spiritual because you're taken to a heightened level of experience. Because sometimes there's no communication during the action other than touching, feeling, you know, not so much the forceful act. You know, some people like it rough, some people like it soft, but it's the actual communication before the negotiation and just being so in tune with one another during your action of sex. So it, you know, to certain, some people it is church. It's their spiritual version of church, of being able to connect to another human being in ways that some people can't understand. And we've experienced it with the Shibari roping. We've seen it with other people in the different aspects. Not so much like in a regular sexual way, but in the power exchange, I barely see it. It's very visible, the spiritual connection that they have.
So in this show, I always ask my guests what they view is the link between sex and spirit. So now that we've talked a little bit about everything, how what do you think is the link between sex and spirit?
It's just willing to be open and honest with yourself and just not be judgmental. And it's just allowing another person to connect with you. Because I think people, when they hear spirit, they always think like religion and don't see so much like the connection emotionally, mentally, you know, because that's where spiritual just kind of crawls in, because you're just like there. I've always said in the, you know, in my blogs and my posts, to have an awesome relationship, both sexually and romantically, you have to be well mind, body, and spirit. Because if one is off, everything else is off.
Beautiful. How about you, John?
Well, one point I do want to make is we choose to be non-monogamous, but we still have several friends that are monogamous, and we're not recruiters. we don't encourage other people to be that unless they're interested in it. Some people are, some people aren't.
Yeah.
Now, to have a good relationship, you need to be happy with yourself. And I believe people are wired differently. And whether that's because you have an alternative lifestyle and you're part of the LGBT community, or maybe you are attracted more to the BDSM community, or whatever activity is connecting with you. It's the same thing as, you know, certain people choose their clothes. Why does someone go more towards yellow and flashy while other people go towards dark colors and conservative? Everyone has a choice and everyone has a preference. The point is to follow and satisfy that in a safe and consensual way is the best way to satisfy yourself so you can have better relationships, which leads you to having a better spirit, a better self-image, and just overall being a better person.
Mm. That's really important. So thank you for that. So for listeners out there who would like to connect with Angelica Luna and John C. Luna, you can actually go to their Facebook to engage with them. That's Living a Sex Positive Life. You can also go to their website, Living a Sex Positive Life, to check out their work and also have access to their podcast. And I know their podcast is on YouTube, and you can also access the interview that I've had with them 2 weeks ago. So is there anything else that you guys like to announce or do a shout out, your workshops or your coaching? Please go ahead.
Oh, definitely. You can always follow our stories also on Instagram stories, and feel free to always drop us a line, ask questions. We're always out and about. I know we're going to be at our local sponsor, the Woodshed Orlando, and doing their open house and live interviews and broadcasts, and also in our little conference schedules, we'll be doing live broadcasting too. But we are always looking forward to questions from audience members and how we could answer them.
And in the next few weeks, we're going to be starting a video series on YouTube, exploring different topics, somewhere between 8 and 15-minute videos, exploring different topics on human sexuality. And just to note, we also provide coaching services over Skype. So for those of you who aren't in the Central Florida area and still want to reach out and talk to us, look us up again through the website, through Facebook, through Twitter. And let's see if we can help you out.
Mm, beautiful. So thank you so much for coming on today's show. I really appreciate your time. And it's been fun. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. So I just want to do a shout out for next week's guest. And next week I'm going to have Jen Robinson. And the show title is You've Been Lied To, Women Love Sex, Feminine Sexual Ecstasy Secrets. So Jen Robinson, she's a sex and intimacy coach, author, and tantra expert. And you can already start to find out more about her. And you can go to tantricjoy.com. And she's actually publicizing her new book called Your Amazing Itsy Bitsy Have More Sex book, where she'll be distilling 15 secrets of what she discovered to truly fulfill a woman sexually. And so I'm looking forward to having her on next week's show. And the link to the book is havemoresexbook.com. Okay, so this is Martha of Eros Evolution, and I'm can be found at Eros Coaching, and today's guest can be found at livingasexpositivelife.com. So in the meantime, have a great week ahead, and I wish you all the best. Tune in next week, and I'll see you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.